It's an interesting award ceremony. It's celebrating black people in the UK who have achieved a lot of things in terms of entertainment, TV, film, and also the arts. So we're looking forward to celebrating this in a week's time. We'll also be looking at artists, I think, outside of the UK, just also, as long as they're black and they're achieving stuff, this is what they're looking at. So it's an exciting time.
And we're told that you are one of the nominees.
I'm one of the nominees this year, thank goodness, for Female Youth Leader of the Year, which has been something, you know, it came as a surprise because I guess I've done a lot of things, but it's good to be acknowledged, and it's really good for people to appreciate the things that you do in the community. I'm also not the only Zimbabwean, so it's great to see other Zimbabweans doing really well in the community.
Why do you think we're actually picked, you know, among millions of people?
I guess it's the recognition for the work that I'm doing within the community and within the political realm. And also because I guess I'm in business, I am a inspiration, I suppose, to a lot of young people. And I've been doing a lot of talks within different communities and in different areas in the UK. I think something that probably caught the founder's attention was the fact that we spoke on the same platform. So a lady called Pauline Long, she founded the awards ceremony, and we had a motivational day in London 2 months back, and she was a guest speaker and I was a guest speaker, and I think I must have made an impression on her. So I think this is how this came about.
Now, can you imagine if you get this award, how are you going to react?
I mean, I'm honestly grateful for the recognition and grateful for the support from the black community and just the community as a whole, where I'm from and all over the world. To be honest, I'm really grateful for a lot of Zimbabwean support, African support. And it will be overwhelming, to say the least, because the category is extremely strong. There are a lot of contenders, a lot of women who've done amazing things. So to be honest, to be recognized in that category is a blessing.
Do you have any message for the outside world, including Zimbabweans?
It being the Female Youth Leader of the Year, I would just encourage women in whatever position that they're in to go for their dreams and go for what they want. And, you know, sometimes as women, we're afraid to lead, and we can lead just as well as men can. So I would encourage all the women to, you know, take up the strength and have the courage to do whatever it is they want to do.